This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, Claire, you can just call the roll now that I have the recorder on properly. Checked by Aria. He's here. Great, thanks. First on the agenda is approval of the September 20th, 2012 meeting minutes. Are there any motions on the floor? There's been a motion to approve and it's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next on the agenda is open microphone session, meaning anyone in the audience who isn't on the agenda right now, feel free to come to the table and speak, raise any issues before the SA. Okay, if not, we are going to move on to announcements and reports. The first is an AAP announcement by Representative Smith, I believe. Agenda is a human ecology announcement by Rep. Kerr.
Hi, everyone. So, this is Dean Fabiano. Engineering, that's a global wire. of the Ecology University of Florida. He's also the editor of that. And finally, the Dean and I are working on a plan to do more outreach to the public, so both of us are going to be engaging with the community.
Thanks. Next, on the agenda is an Appropriations Committee announcement, but I believe that CP Desai isn't here yet, so we'll go back to that later. Before we move on to business of the day, just want to recognize the GPSA, the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly President, Mitch Payne, and definitely for people who's right back there in the audience, if anyone has initiatives or just general sort of ideas where we can work with the GPSA, I know Mitch and other representatives in that body are always willing to collaborate. So just wanted to give everyone a heads up. So first on the agenda for today is, for business of the day, is Resolution 9, Establishment of the Student Assembly Diversity Affairs Coalition.
I mean, I don't think the motion to go out of order and do the adoption of the policy because of the time.
There's been a motion on the floor to go out of order to Resolution 12. It's been seconded.
No.
There's dissent, so we are going to vote whether... What? Okay, sure.
I feel like we should see Resolution 11 first. I think that we shouldn't interrupt a conversation on the housing policy when President Gordon comes to speak with us. So I feel as though we should vote on Resolution 11 first.
President Gordon and Dean Hubble actually are going to be speaking around 5:30. So I don't think that it would be interrupted. So there's been a motion on the floor to go to Resolution 9 first, Resolution 12 first. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none now, we're going to move to Resolution 12. So you guys have 2 minutes to present, and then we will go. It is new business right now, so we'll go into questions.
Second.
Dissent.
Before you motion for that, I believe we should go into questions just to discuss it, at least so people know what it is in greater detail before a motion like that is out there. So you guys have 2 minutes.
So this policy would allow very gender group houses would allow all rising sophomores, juniors, and seniors, whether they want to either remain in school speaking, without being restricted by gender and expression of sexuality, or maybe part of sex. And this policy we're hoping to get it ready to go with the upcoming reflection happening in February. But all now, this policy is very simply, you can elect to live in a gender inclusive room or suite, but no one will support the group in a gender inclusive room or suite. Both for all parties will have to apply and give their who their roommate, their legacy, and teammate, who they're comfortable living with, and so there's no surprise set up.
You have another minute.
And so this is really quickly the reason we want to do this is not expecting thousands of students to apply to the program, but we are trying to protect the rights and the needs of, say, 100 students who really would feel much more comfortable and be much more mentally sound living in a setup that allows them to live with people they really are friends with and don't feel like they're being kicked out by.
Does
this also affect students who are very, very violent on the website? but in transition of two or three different sides of the government, then room with people is making more comfortable.
Great, thank you. We are now going to open the speakers list. First on the speakers list is Representative Lumley.
A bill people will bring up obvious problems, which I know is a bill that I cannot see yet. I really like it. I think that it gives us more options for our citizens. I think that's actionable, hopefully.
Thank you. So also, just to clarify, it is still technically new business, so only questions right now. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Stefanko.
For you, so would the university be adopting the recommendations for the two university guidelines? This is the
We have directed that you over 25, so
point of information?
Yes.
It's a pure recommendation from President Gordon to acknowledge.
I'll yield to you. Go. I'm going to yield to the chair of the Red Sox committee. What? The question was, it's just a recommendation for President Gordon.
Yes, it would be a little bit more to do. However, I will say that we are administrations regarding the issues and
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Harris, also for everyone to know. Emily Pick, the President of Haven, who's also a co-sponsor of this resolution, is now sitting there.
Was there
a comment
on this?
Next on the speaker's list is EVP Mueller.
I've heard the name of this already, but just to clarify for everyone else, why exactly is this time sensitive right now?
Okay, so the way the House goes about it is we are going to have to do this for every year. So we want to give enough time for this to be used in the housing period. Housing information does to be made next week. And it's important that we actually have a clear policy in mind so that people who are better supposed to be, people who are running that are taking positions can explain it. So,
it's also really important, we're still working out like 10 months.
gives you confidence, then people should know that they have the ability to stand against it and gain comfort and empowering and be able to screen if they want to live with it. So before I get this information out, now I'm going to make it.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Cho.
Well, are there any specific rules or regulations that this strategy is on?
Actually, about over 180 other college universities have been already including all of our PRI institutions. I think we have to look at the pipeline of education. So we can look at Penn, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbia, Yale, and a little bit more. I think we can use an example application, which is not the actual official language. And it's kind of piggyback on what Representative Kwan's question about numbers. So we don't expect it to be an overwhelming population of people to like pay attention to the purpose, but the fact that it's there helps.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Gracia.
One more question. Why would you prefer to have this continuity and also how will we evaluate the activity after here?
The way the program worked initially was it was for continued occupancy students only have less if you were a junior or technically or are you already living on one campus, you had the option of making your student gender group of gender neutral. And that was so the co-op already had the option because we also had an option already. But right, yeah, they also had to have a valuable result sometimes. So the justification for this continuing program was that enough people didn't just take advantage of it, but then everybody else was able to, well, before they ever got it, and nobody knew about it, it's one place where most people don't even get in. So that's why I was able to work and have to bring it back. Oh, and evaluation, sorry. It's actually going to be evaluated after 2 weeks. If you look at the implementations of it, so it's not that everybody can hop into the level 9 because transfers will not be allowed into the second year, and that's something we need to talk about with that being the first year where there aren't applicants technically coming into this.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Scott.
Now, this program that you're proposing to us, what other options have you explored besides this? I know I work for residential programs, and I know that they're very understanding of this, and I'm sure housing as well. Now, what is the benefit to this program over a student going to the housing office and requesting a thing?
All right, that's a great question, and I think that if you think about what you just said, why would we a structural setup that forces students who don't really fit in gender binary, for students who feel like this is not getting comfortable, why should they have to be labeled as different or the other? No student is going to be like that. All students should be able to live and learn whoever they want. That's what I believe that we're representing here. So it's very important, like I said, to have a structural change that creates conversation and creates learning. So even if you're not going to be in the program, on your application, and hopefully some year when you can refresh yourself on your application, you're going to ask yourself, why do I have to label who I'm comfortable with?
Next on the speaker's list.
You didn't answer my question, however.
Excuse me, that's out of order.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Muir.
Okay. During the process,
Very hard to get your hands around large numbers of people to say anything.
but this is just the first of many steps we hope to take that are going to be more trans-inclusive policy on campus.
Additionally, as I
mentioned
before, right now the advertising for trans people to come out is running.
Last person. What? The 22nd.
Okay, I just want to add on, so I just, like, for instance, Ohio University has a change policy all from the gender inclusive housing council.
Although they have a positive result, the program is
the last person on the speaker's list is Representative Pritchett.
Thanks, Mayor. My question is the option to expand into restrictions that are related to the proposal, or is that going to be based on evaluation of the
program? Yes. Part of the proposal is to set up a formal evaluation 2 years after the LLC will be here, but our process is a little successful. We're thinking about the way to go pre-evaluate the program with happening and determine what, where to go from there. And I would like to see, I think this is the incoming transfer back about 5 years in a year and a half, we'll see how that rolls out. Because they would be further draft after we will be applying not to the specific person or people, but rather men, women, eligible. So that would be very hopefully.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Marshall.
And this is all what John was talking about. Can you guys talk about how if there's a piece on one that they need to do the and then there's only 2 to 3 fills, and is that still then the special thing for those 2 to 3 fillets? What is the difference from the regular pool being told in the children or the patient, and how would that operate?
So the idea is when we're going to be giving the numbers in the housing, but students, like, there will be as many rooms as the needs require, and it will change every year how many rooms are involved in the group housing. But the students, like, all rooms that will always be the same exact same gender, and if you didn't apply the numbers to the housing, will not be required for the gender.
Is there anyone who wants to speak on the first speaker's list before we move to the second, who has not yet spoken? There's a motion on the floor to make a business of the day, and there it's been seconded, but there's dissent. Sure, do you want to?
I can talk about it. Recognizing that this is unjustified and it's one thing, nevertheless, I don't think we should be able to have there been many updates in the 3 or 4 prior to this week, and just because it came out this week, the week before is due, I don't think we should make that perception of change, and there's a few questions that still have to be answered. And I mean, it's like, I'm just saying it's unjustified, but also saying there's an opportunity to read the floor before we would have been able to discuss it, and I'm going to make an exception to that.
Sure.
Is it true that just because you motion to move on to the business of the day, that just opens up a broader discussion? Does it not imply that we will go forward?
That's correct. So we're going to vote on whether we want to make it business of the day. If you are, does that make sense? If you're in favor of moving this to business of the day and opening it up to broader discussion, please raise your placards. If you're opposed. Abstentions? Is that an abstention? No. By a vote of 23-2-0, resolution 12 is now business of the day, which means that it's open for debate and no longer questions. We're going to move on to the second speaker's list, but it's now becoming the speaker's list for this resolution for business of the day. First on it is Representative Harris. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Scalfo.
Me? Trying to phrase it. So with this whole progression of bringing gender-neutral housing to Cornell.
Speak a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come back.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Stefanko.
Thinking about what Representative Mayor just said, over this plan, it was implemented, would there be groups in place to kind of monitor the transition for the students, theater, report, et cetera?
You have 20 seconds still.
Yeah, I think the answer is that maybe it would be the responsibility of the RIA. They're always
I'm going to yield to you guys on that. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Pritchard. I didn't mean to tell you off, it was a point of information.
So the following thing is Representative Mayor's question. He said that he thinks
would it open up the door for like educational conversations to be within like my question is, what is the process for educating students who are not part of the program about things that happen on campus? How do you do that?
So we're actually
next on the speaker list is Representative Scott.
All right, so if and when a student chooses to use this program, do they have to have a specific roommate in mind, or they just say, I want to live with a girl?
The way it's written now, this is upper class in the beginning of it, it is lifelong. That's what they're doing.
Seconded. You have another 30 seconds.
So when I'm doing my house, filling out the housing thing, do I say I will either room with a boy or a girl, and then somebody fills the pool, and then something like along those lines? It doesn't require a specific person. So I understand. But I just want to make that very clear.
Yeah. And just to remind everyone, it's business of the day, so it doesn't have to be only questions. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Bonatti.
I just have a quick question. I'm not sure if I'm going to be correct. During the housing update, is there a reserve cost for gender housing? Or, I want to be in housing, and I just don't have a housing cost.
There are clearly no reserved spots for the end of work, and it's by demand. So if somebody requests it, they're under one person. It's likely that they're going to be mobilization, but even if it's maybe they get that spot, they can also use a spot to get the room in.
Next on the speaker's list is VP Green. Sorry.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to speak to you. So my question was about the review process. It says that can be instituted from the classmates, available on class for 2 years, and before the review, and after that process, it's going to be open up to transfers, right? I mean, freshmen. Great. So I guess my concern is that in that 2 years that it opens up the classroom, you brought up the point that upper classrooms would be likely dealing with people that they know anyway. So my concern is that you're not going to get an accurate depiction of the effectiveness of the program because you're going to be testing it on upper classrooms, which is not a representative pool of the entire undergraduate body. So could you guys perhaps comment on that?
You have 20 seconds, too.
That's a good question.
but I think if you neglect that the incoming transfer pool, we are cut back on students who are applying and they're applying to the housing property without remaining money on those cases. So they will provide that data and that experience to determine how effective or how useful this program is.
There's been a motion to postpone until later in the meeting. It's been seconded, so we will call you guys. Is there any dissent? So we will call you guys back up after Presidents Gordon and Dean Hubble speak to us. So. Welcome, President Gordon. Yeah.
Sure. I almost had one.
We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come speak with us and answer some of our questions. For also members of the audience, if you're interested in asking President Scorner or Dean Hubble a question, VP Gitlin will be walking around and taking some names down of audience members, and every third question will be from an audience member. So whenever you want to begin. First on the speaker's list is VP Desai.
As always, thank you for coming, President Gordon. I guess you are already being touched on the subject, but the question I was going to ask was about the recent string of sexual assaults that we've seen on campus. And I know you were fortunate enough to hear from Vice President Murphy about a couple of initiatives that they all were working on, I guess, for public disclosure, I think it would be beneficial to the entire campus for you to elaborate more specifically on how the university is systemically targeting the safety of all students, not just women. And you know, I know that a couple of things that have been thrown out there have been security cameras in certain areas, or expanding current services that already exist on campus. So, you know, I just wanted to open it up to you and hear what you have to say.
We've used some kind of insight that would basically chronicle our discussions in this semester about this really pressing need to create this community. So that's one of my things we chose to make sure that it's also available to include in our amendments. I think from our point of view, we hope that the vision is being too simple. We want to come up with durable ways in which we can really change the environment for one of the great cities. We're going to keep on hard work. I think we mentioned a lot of things in the past that I do by degrees, but I think it's time for us to look inward and see whether we're making the perception of the transcend our values to the community. I think that's one of the things I see.
One thing I want to say, I'm sorry, this is just my very important question. In the meantime, while we're discussing the community, new initiatives and discussing the environmental action to see if they are practical, I do urge everyone to do the things that were recommended by the Senior Police Department, Vice President Hoffman, and Dr. Murray after the first reaction to sexual assault occurred. And I think that's worth sending again those statements so that we can be part of this.
Thank you very much for your last time that there would be nice. Of course, on the other hand, they will really appreciate you seeking out our feedback. But the reason I asked that question is from a number of people in the community asking me that it's kind of transcendent to you, and I think that going beyond the scope of the essay and getting feedback from the entire campus would be beneficial to everyone here.
Yeah, this is a very important point, as you saw on today. There's two ways that I'm intending to do that. One is to visit the various shared governance groups. And as you know, each semester, I meet with the SA, the GPSA, the Employee Assembly, the faculty, and the media, where there's a communal additional layer of representation. Secondly, these older town hall meetings are a chance. They tend to be, you know, sometimes simply and relevant to the size of the campus. But whatever input we get is very, very important. And thirdly, it is important that there are specific concern groups that are put together, even if they're ad hoc and outstanding groups, that we are working together and actually as we were with some of justice. So if you have other thoughts about ways that we can do that, let me know. Those are the ones that we can
do. Thank you.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Kerr.
First, I just want to start out by thanking you for taking time out of your, what I'm sure is very hectic schedule to come talk about. I have two questions for you. The first one is your comment on this topic. What do you want from both the legislative assembly and the community partners? Because I think it's something that we're all trying to figure out what we need to help with the situation.
So the first thing is what you're already doing by the nature of your progress with your science questions, and that is, hold our attention to the fire question that you are asking. I take your representation very, very seriously. Obviously, you cannot represent every single undergraduate student here, but you represent a lot of the students, and you're very active in communicating between. So the first thing is to not be bashful. You all know how to reach me. Everybody has a private email, and also there's ways in groups to reach me and the other populations of people in the university who take it extraordinarily seriously. So the first thing is just to continue to raise concerns. And the second, which is a complementary part of this, is to tell us your ideas. Now, some of these ideas may be categorical, which is very things like you're being super reactive, or you're being more proactive. That's helping us at the point and helpful us at the point. But specific ideas that you may have, I guarantee you will go ahead. Any specific ideas. Some of them may be things that we've thought about, some of them may be things that we haven't thought about. So those would be the ways that I guess is raising concerns for us, and also being direct about ideas and that. Do you have a second question?
Yeah, it's actually related to things that you mentioned before, quite similar to that. And I was very interested in studying abroad and courses for students. I think one of the big concerns for students involved in the planning department, especially for our advancement. And I was just curious where you saw your recommendation going, and you recommend more than three.
Let's look at the specific first article, the main area of the department to go abroad and look at them and then make sure there's options for where they go.
So you're just a couple of weeks, 3 weeks of the photos, and I just received that will be the task force report that has done in response to my request and what I've heard put out publicly. And I haven't had a chance to go with it. Just to remind you, I have a piece that I showed you all over the community. Yes, I have two provost, Fox here, and provost Leader as well from another college to empower our university-wide faculty planning. So just to remind you, before I have been ready yet, when we were doing various levels of meeting and meeting with the two provosts to discuss with the faculty group. And so, I can't give you the phone number right now, but as soon as I receive the report that the chief administrator received, the recommendations, I'm going to put the recommendations out there for all of you to figure out how to respond to this. So I'll have to get a little more time. Thank you.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Lovely.
Once again, thank you for coming. As a member of the Intel Freshman class, just a few comments on the thing that our class. During the week, we had a lot of presentations on the health services and resources of which we have a lot. But there really wasn't much of that that we like services about things like sexual assault, things that are impacting us now. And because of that, I don't think anybody I know is going to be like, I don't think people know what it really is, and I feel often they're lost in using because of that. So we have these resources, but they're not really used. Another problem is that it ends at 2 a.m., and as you all know, the break happens at 4:30 in the morning, which basically just gives any potential racist like a window when they know that nobody is going to be driving home safely. So maybe it's just a program that can be either send these resources and also give students more knowledge about that.
Both these issues are really important, both of them have a lot more attention. Not that I'm going to discuss, but I don't know if you're ready for this. I was actually surprised that people didn't know about the public services because I know they were in the organization material. But that's okay. You guys were just overwhelmed with information and many times things that, you know, outside of the community is not the person receiving it. Someone like me thinks they put out their judgment and they were able to absorb it and to follow many of the changes in the culture of this. As if there's students under pressure from our parents and students. So, we definitely think that we're going to think about that in our SAS division in the student's office, which is their, you know, way of doing that. It's a very important point. And then, in terms of the other aspects that we have, is how to actually use things that are, should be out of the extended, should have the kinds of services being available. We're talking about all those things from the administrative director now and trying to decide what's the best and most cost efficient way of covering these types of these areas. And some of these things have to do with time, some have to do with where locations have to do with type of activity. And I know that all those things are making a broad discussion on the issue of what is that for us. And I don't know if you have anything.
I think communication is one of the most important things. We're a big part of the campus that has many graduate colleges. We have to find a way to communicate more efficiently. Sometimes there's no amount of profiles that doesn't happen. In the case of the blue light situation, in talking with the people who run it, they're only a couple of so, you know, they don't, it's kind of what they think is the social momentum and they come to the conclusion that they're actually not necessary. So, you know, we can have to feed that loop, you know, the more richly connected, I think, to become successful.
In that regard, one thing that would be tremendously helpful to us would be in your own internal discussion. If you have
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Block.
The first question I have is about immediate change in the situation in the first quarter.
Has taken many difficult over the course of the recession. And I think most of you know
there's a lot of constraints. That means the question that may be more important, are these more limited resources being used widely? Now, I'm supposed to expect them to say this, but I have enormous respect for the way the police department is running, organized, and quality of the people there. I will, of course, if you guys have a specific question in the U.S., write the person who oversees it, and I'll talk to that person between here tonight or tomorrow without fail, and ask specifically about whether there's a plan to redesign the traffic and activity within that. And
more questions, but for the people who still are on the speakers list and who don't have the opportunity, I will follow up and email President Scorton with your questions or suggestions. Next on the speakers list is Representative Bonatti.
I was wondering if you could mention something specific about your example of the national institution and what you can find in the social programs that you can find in the national institution.
So, I'll try to get this as quick as I know, and then we'll have a response to the part of the thought. There's a few reasons that I think that's what we're one is the U.S. immigration system, obviously, is not the right way to escalate, but it's an issue that we see on campus. Many staff on campus and many faculty and business scholars. And I try to be a visual result of the action through preparing for the U.S. Senate and many other things to try to push comments and changes in the U.S. immigration system. So far, it hasn't been successful. But if you're interested for the underpinning of how international scholars, student rights, or any institutions will unite and form so that we continue to keep our rights and rights and eventually overall voice in the relationship. The second one, the second one is trying to raise more resources for the undergraduate international student initiatives. Very, very, very good. Graduate professional students, especially graduate students, have access to different kinds of resources through grants and contracts as their faculty interviews. But undergraduates are very limited to apply. We do have some funding, and one of the things that I recommend is in the white paper that I wrote that was accepted is we're tripling the goal of the reporting justice center, which is we have a program of personally. We tripled the goal for the philanthropic campaign to raise funds and franchise to be something we could be for this from $10 million to $30 million. And we're in the process of doing that. We've had some progress through certain channels for some parts of the world increasing the funds available for the undergraduate students initially. And the best example of that is the truck, the top really going to have to do with a whole variety of efforts that I'm looking to exactly see. One of the goals I said that I felt we were doing poorly was meaningful overseas experience for foreign students who are domestic students. And about 1/4 of our undergraduates have to study abroad experience. And I was hoping to double that. And one of the things that we're going to have to do is come to meetings on that. There's a whole bunch of others in that in a specific fashion. And so, I guess I'm leaving there to just ask one more question. If you have a chance to look at that paper, you can see the rest of the things I suggested. And as I said, answering your question, you will have, within 3 weeks, I will met with the faculty who will consume their article. I will put their information out for general consumption. One more question, I'm sorry.
Yep. The last question is from Representative Torontos.
How How does that happen? How is that possible? And you, having a lot of people, can't make that happen.
Depends on the lesson. There were three questions that we should have answered. I know you're going to be short. But the third question is about the course.
The more
standard from what you're doing in the law, the more you're going to be able to work. So let me answer those three things, and I'll just answer them very, very important questions, and that's the three questions from what we're saying. In terms of representation of visualizing and how people can get to us, and in the specifically, I never said that about it in my contact that I was doing. And so these are the things that I've said, right? I've helped people again and again and again, and I want to make sure I help people again, whereas I'm going to start the problem. But in the meantime, I need to follow the people who you're talking to. Number one, I think every student is part of the community. So I think it's very hard when I know your students have certain issues. Nobody's going to say anything to them and say, well, every one of them is going to be a student here, and I have to start with the community. Some should be doing some things in that case. Obviously, everybody is good. I think we're seeing that in the email. But it's pretty easy for people to get an idea by email. In terms of the email, there's only 24 hours a day. But what I can do is go to, this is not a day to email. I just want people to know what I'm doing. I come to the end of the day. I have office hours in my office with Dr. Murphy, who work with Dr. Bubble. I meet with student leaders separately from the NSA. Student leaders, which include the NSA president, the ISD, and all of the cultural free letter, the some representatives of the students of Wild Court, and so on, as another group. And then, periodically, on request, I will, of course, take part in town hall meeting, whatever the various types. So, the question for you is, what else can I do to speak to you? What else can you do to improve the representatives? Your particular concerns, I promise you, they're not the only concerns that you're having. Your sensibility is the fact that you're articulately bold, and you're representing a lot of people just by making these remarks. You need to make that I'm going to teach you. Please tell people that I have office hours on every night of the day for people to come. I limited the time to help people so that I can hear from every single person there. I have to depend on the NSA to, in some way, just like the employees, just like the faculty, send specific information because the community is 10,000 employees, 9,000 employees, 20,000 students. So, I'm all for it to be a better ideas, but I do try very hard to put myself in a low fashion. I am looking at the number of hours that I can sit and meet with people in groups like this, but I'll try to remember as much as I can. I do work with friends one on one. Nobody ever has a day to meet with me. I can't meet with everybody all the time as soon as they ask. But I was never asked to meet with that group. Positive. positive orders for those students who are trying to gain information students. And so I hope that people will be able to empower and utilize those programs. It's not a future, but it's a future program waiting to be more as far as I'm concerned. The last thing about the course, no, it's not true that the president of the university decided the course around the campus. It's not true. And the reason for that is that this course that has something for credit, as opposed to a training program, which is good. That is being put together and approved only by the faculty and colleges, one of the greatest entities that I've ever produced. One of the complicated things about the part I'm sure you're very frustrated at a time like this, is that when you assess other graduate colleges, the faculty in each of those colleges, in each of the departments, are the ones that approve the courses, not me, just like the academic calendar. This university has a long tradition of not having courses full across the whole student body. The Assembly of Justice is asked to meet the World Bank and that three of the assessment had to do with training and technical. A subset of one of the mentioned university-wide courses. And what I'm working on now with the Vice President of Auburn and Dr. Murphy are things that we can implement at the top of the university, which would be some of the training programs that support the university to make it 59 better. It's important for everyone to know that, and I have to understand under this approach, that the faculty of the university, the people who come here to study with, are the ones who have the power and only ones who have the power to improve the courses. If it seems to every college fell broadly, because it's something they wanted to do, I think it's a good dialogue for you to hear. What I would suggest in the meantime, and I can't suggest it to you as a member of the representative body, is the interaction between leadership of the SA and the leadership of the faculty senate. And that interaction is not going to pass on other issues. That's the level of that interaction. I will also have to go along, of course, that we're going to have definitely. But you also have to recognize who you are coming first, representing the faculty of the university, because that's where the conversation has to occur. But I really appreciate the things that you brought about. And if you want to write more about it, I will.
No. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much. And again, I do have the remainder of the speakers list. I'm going to email around and we'll put together an email for you of the remaining questions. Thank you very much. Moving back on the speakers, on the agenda, we are moving. Okay, we're moving back to Resolution 12, Adoption of Gender Inclusive Housing Policy. And we are moving to the speakers list, and next on it was Representative Cho, but after that, VP Desai. Oh. You are. Do you want to see? Sorry.
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay.
I was just waiting for Representative Cho to speak and let him talk. So thank you guys for coming. Thank you for coming. I really address you guys for saying this very well put together. My question is very simple. I know that Vice President Murphy has talked a little bit about if and when this is expanded to freshmen, she'll be able to brief parents and adults or whoever guardians are for taking care of these people before they become of age. And I just had a question in terms of I don't think marketing is a bad word, but I guess publicizing it to the first generation of students that are on campus. I guess is there a worry that
there's an indirect line of communication that isn't directly to the parent in terms of them being knowledgeable of these plans when they enroll their children in school. Yeah.
So
next on the speaker's list is Representative VP Mueller.
I just want to say that we are, we don't just have to ask questions. I wanted to express my opinion on this. I think this is a very strong proposal, and I know that there are some members who are probably concerned about sort of the speed and the pace, maybe, that is the word that some would think of, with which we process the assembly and how we're trying to pass it in this time-sensitive manner. For that, I would say that this is probably the first agenda item that we've seen in over a month that has actually gone through committee and actually gone through the process that we really have stipulated so that it does get looked over and that we can pass things quickly and sort of speed up our very sluggish representative body. And I would commend the sponsors of the resolution on the time of that meeting with the administrators, ironing out all the details, and I think it's just before it was a very strong proposal and one that we could very easily pass today if someone were to move this to a vote. Thank you.
I did not make a motion. There was no motion on the floor. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Cho, but he isn't here. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? The resolution has been called to question, and it's been seconded. There's dissent. We are going to vote on whether we are going to vote to vote on the resolution. So if you're in favor of what?
Well, there's four of you there. Three people had to leave early.
Okay, we're going to vote to vote. If you are in favor of voting on this now, please raise your placards. If you're opposed, abstentions. By a vote of 17-3-0, the motion passes. So we will vote on the resolution. It's going to be a roll call vote. But just to say something, I guess, as chair, I definitely recognize the sort of, you know, having postponed resolutions last week because to give it more time, and that it's not a precedent that we want to set in terms of just moving stuff from new business to business with the day to vote on it. And I do think everyone should keep in mind that when we are working on resolutions, we have to like be able to have multiple meetings to really review it and ask all the questions that we want to ask. With that said, there are exceptions sometimes for very time-sensitive things. Sometimes it's out of our control. So there is going to be moving forward. Please take the time to bring it to the FA so we can review it thoroughly. But in certain cases, we do have to act on it. So just want to put that out there. We're going to have a roll call vote. Claire? whenever you're ready.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Had a vote. It's okay. You did fine. Resolution 12 passed. We are going to, given that it's 6:25, we're going to go back into announcements and reports for an appropriations committee announcement. For an appropriations committee announcement, and then we're going to go into executive session, and the remaining resolutions will be brought up back next week. What? No. I don't know where. Sorry. I don't know where.
Motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion to adjourn. It's been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none. Sorry. Motion. Thank you, Trustee Boris. Motion to move into executive session. There was no dissent. That means everyone who isn't voting or isn't an ethnic member, please leave. And with all due respect, of course. And we are going to go into executive session.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.